This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's Alex Tuck playing it across. Bernard Docker gaining the Flyers line. He'll continue a play down. Here's Tuck in front, scores! Great feed, Alex Tuck! And the Rick Martin Memorial Award winner makes it 1-0.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Shout out Peyton Krebs getting a nice goal in that game.
He could have had four in that game. And you know what's funny? I had a parlay last night. I almost put Krebs two goals in there just for some reason. Like, he's been shooting more. I'm like, this is going to rocket these odds. I'm like, no, wait, this is not going to happen. I'm glad I didn't do it because I would have been so mad this morning if I lost because he didn't score twice. He had three breakaways in the game.
Oh, one was a really nice move.
One was an awesome move.
Very nice move.
One. Yeah.
Alex Tuck. Alex Tuck's next contract is going to be $8 million.
Minimum, yeah.
$8 million.
I had seven years, $8 million.
I had the thought about it last night. It's not, you know, in a vacuum. We'll get to a call here in a minute on Trey White, but Skinner scored 40 once and got $8 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And no, $9 million.
Nine.
And here's Tuck, 36 or 37. What was the number last night? It's a career high. Tied career high in goals for Tuck. He's done it before, and he's been great for them.
37 is the number.
So go ahead and give Tuck $8 million. 5 years? Is five too long?
I've got him at 36, okay. Hockey reference.
But an extension for Tuck is something that they're going to...
Well, it is too long, but that's going to be the price of doing business.
It should be.
You want the fruits of the first 4 years, you have to pay for three bad years at the end of the contract. That's how hockey works.
Yep. And in this case,
for the most part.
In this case, hey, you weren't making enough when we traded for you, and you've been everything we could ask for and more, so we'll throw a couple more your way, too. It is the way it works sometimes. 803-0550 on the Sabres if you want. And, of course, we are less than a week away from the NFL draft. Trey White back on a one-year deal with the Bills worth up to $6.8 million. That up to is a big part of it. We'll see what the guaranteed money actually is. And we're talking draft stock in terms of what the Bills would do. We had a little joke about the bet being three defensive players to every one offensive player this year. And if that's the case, this is the next, I think, the next step. It waits till next week and, you know, training camp. But how much pressure will there be on the Bills to, hey, have a good defense again? You invested heavily in it. You just re-signed a bunch of your pieces. It's got to be good. It's got to be good again.
Isn't that kind of help the defense of, like, you want to draft Luther Burden or any other receiver in the first round? Isn't it going to help that? Because I've only really got one thing I need on the whole offense. So take care of that early, and then spend every other draft pick you have on the defense.
Yep.
you're still the theme of your draft, even though the first pick would have been on offense, the theme of your draft will still have been
defense.
The Bills and trying to fix their defense. Look, they spent 9 of their 10 picks on defense, doing it in volume more so than doing it in you know, the expensive one at the top.
Wendell in Amherst is up. Good morning, Wendell.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. Good morning. Trey White and stuff is a fraction of the player that he used to be. But I think that Bills Mafia and stuff will, you know, embrace him, you know, coming back. And it'll be like the, you know, like the final lap or so.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any idea of who we could actually get in the draft at corner, you know, to kind of, you know, tighten things up?
There's, yeah, I mean, there's a couple names. Siobhan Revell is a name they've had in from East Carolina, but the problem there is he has an injury that he's coming off of. You could get Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky.
They've had a bunch in for visits. In fact, it was just reported that Dorian Strong,
yes,
has come in for a visit, and he's a super athletic, interesting idea.
Yes,
I've not seen him pegged in the first round at all.
I've seen him for third round.
Yeah.
But he is 6'4 and ran a 4.30.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Crazy athlete.
Yeah.
I don't know what his RAS score, but I'm sure it's in the high nines.
Trey Amos is one you see a lot out of Ole Miss.
He visited.
He met with the Bills at the combine, and they came in here.
I think I was going to say, I think I saw him on a visit a couple days ago.
Yeah. There will be no shortage of corner options. I think it depends, you know, who you listen to. Yesterday, I'm listening a lot to One Bills Live with Maddie Glavin and Chris Trapasso were on, and they had Greg Cosell. You know, playing the draft board. It's the thing about the draft. You kind of wait to see how it gets, and here I am, the 30th pick. Well, there are 13 corners we still like for rounds 1 and 2, and there are 3 defensive tackles we like. Take the tackle.
Yeah.
While everybody likes to say you take best player available, I don't think it's that simple. I think teams like to say that. We never see their draft boards. It's not as simple as best player available, or else these teams would click auto-draft and just go to, you know, go out for a drink. So it's about reading the market. All right, hey, it's getting thin at defensive end. Think about your own fantasy drafts. I know fantasy drafts are different, but you know, if you're up on the clock and you're not picking again for 30 picks and there's 2 tight ends you like and 20 receivers you like, what do you take?
Take a tight end.
You take the tight end. You take where there's about to be a scarcity. So it'll depend on how the board falls. And again, we kind of won't know how their board falls, but... There's lots of good corner options.
Yeah, Porter is interesting. He's different, I think, than some of the others because that is, again, kind of under the umbrella of, oh, you want to do things a little bit differently. You've used the terminology, get in the lab, right, yeah, on defense. Yeah. So Porter, who actually ESPN has ranked a little higher than PFF. PFF's where I saw him in the third. ESPN has him ranked as the 53rd overall prospect. So that put him in the second round. Actually, right around the Bills' second round picks.
52, yeah.
So he weighed in at 6'3", 195 at the combine. So 6'3". And what they describe him as, third fastest 40 time at the combine, regardless of position, outstanding arm length, recovery speed to develop into an elite press corner. He has rare upside. So I thought I saw elite press coverage somewhere in here. Yeah, elite in press coverage.
Yeah, okay.
So kind of sounds a little bit like Kyrie Elam on the surface, but that didn't work. But what did you – I don't think they were wrong for shooting for that. Shooting for a different type of corner, because Elam wasn't maybe that tall, but it was about length and it was about speed and more athleticism at the position.
Well, one thing an elite press corner can let you do is play defense differently. An elite press corner is, okay, you're over there, take that guy, and we're going to build the defense around the rest of it.
Yeah.
53rd overall prospect, you say, the Bills, of course, not 52, the Bills pick 56 and 62. So right in the neighborhood of where they could pick twice.
Right. For those wondering, by the way, like, I might sound like I just described a first-round prospect. I think one reason why is he didn't start until this last year.
Which is something the Bills love.
Like, he's a, right? He's a six-year, and he's older. He's a six-year college football player, and he didn't start until his sixth season. So he didn't get going until he was playing against guys that were 4 years younger than him. This is the Xavier Leggett conversation
from
last year.
Sure, sure. So much to dig in and dig through. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
He's also listed as wide receiver dash DB on senior college football reference.
Color me intrigued. You've got me.
Think of him like a wide receiver.
Think of him like a wide receiver. Let's do it. 803-0550. Thanks, Wendell, for the phone call. You know, you mentioned Luther Burden. I don't know what the Bills will ultimately do at receiver. It feels like they've got a, you know, it's funny. We always think about needs, and you don't want to get too locked into something you need. But we only do that with the bigger picture of receiver or the bigger picture of corner. With receiver, their need is, I think, pressing. But it's also specific to the type of receiver. When we say they need a corner, too. Does it have to be a man press corner? Does it have to be somebody good at zone? You know, those are different skill sets, and some guys are good at one and not the other. Edge rusher. Do they need a speed rusher or a power rusher? Do they need a guy to set the edge? Like, there are different versions of the same position.
Mm-hmm.
At receiver, they could love a guy, but if he plays the slot, like, we don't need that guy. We need something very specific.
Yeah.
You need a speed guy. And I said this yesterday. Let me know if you agree with this in general. Why do we all think they still need a speed guy? Is it not because what that represents is someone that would make a defense play them differently, which means that they don't really have guys that make defenses play them differently. And I was getting at this on the roundtable with Show Up and Bulldog yesterday. I think Keon Coleman can still be a real nice player for them, and his role can be carved out perfectly, and he can win the way he wins. But in year one, he saw just tons and tons of single coverage. Defenses did not adjust what they do to, like, oh, we watch out for this guy. He's been a freak. That'll change if he has a lot of success. But the idea of a speed guy is to pull coverage away, because I don't think that they have a player that has gravity, that, mm-hmm. that commands that attention in the way that a lot of other teams do.
Unless, would you say, like, so the Bills last year were near the bottom in how often defenses would face them with two high safeties. Is that more to do with they don't have anybody that makes them do that, or that's more to do with, hey guys, that Shakir guy, we gotta focus in on him more?
I think it's the first.
And the run game,
too. I mean, those two go hand in hand. Why were teams able to just, you know, blanket Kincaid in the middle of the fields? Because, well, what are you worried about? Nobody on the outside right. is gonna do any damage. We'll see Josh Palmer. I mean, he's a big part of this, of course, and the draft is less than a week away. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. When we return, we have what not to do when you are allowed in the new Bills Stadium for the first time. A story of something that happened over at Everton. Somebody got into the stadium for the first time.
Mm-hmm. The new stadium? Their new stadium?
Their brand new stadium. Yeah. Don't do this. Next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.